Hello, and welcome to Friends Through the Letterbox with me, Dan Jones. I am absolutely delighted to be here this evening, and I'm joined with the Northwest's premier portologist. Now, let me just explain. I've bought a new house. It's an old rundown house. It's fairly livable. On the second floor, on the landing, there's a door with a letterbox. I get posts through that letterbox. The other day, I looked through, and a pair of piercing blue eyes looked at back at me, and that freaked the poop out of me. So I started researching portals, and I found, and he's here today, you're very excited, the Northwest of England's premier and only portologist, expert in portals. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, I do resent the only slightly, but my name's Craven Windlescrape.
Lovely to meet you, Craven. Thank you so much.
Yeah, it's actually a pleasure to be here. It's been a long time coming to really get portology into the podcast realm. I've done a series of blogs, which are now
That's how I found you. Sorry to interrupt, Craven.
Yeah, they'll soon not be available anymore. I just things have changed a lot since we met. Go on,
call you Crave.
I'd rather you didn't, but okay, you can. You are free to.
The other thing I wanted to say about the blog, the last blog post that you posted a short while ago now, mm-hmm. You hinted there might be a book coming.
Yeah, so here's the thing. Well, as I kind of alluded to a second ago, I've basically had to rethink my theory behind portals since meeting you, since being in contact with the door and said letterbox. Things have changed for me. Okay. I'm not taking it as a negative. It's just I just need a little bit of time to step back, delete my entire internet posting history, and just regroup within myself and move forward. That's all.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Thanks for listening.
Hopefully we'll hear more from you. You've brought someone with you today. You didn't last time.
Yeah.
Would you like to introduce them for me?
Yeah, this he was originally my dentist. He's now my intern.
Okay.
But I think he can introduce himself.
Hello, Mr. Dentist / intern. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Yeah, thanks very much. Hi there. So my name is Michael Thompson.
Hello, Michael.
I've gone for a bit of a career change.
Dr. Michael Thompson, is it not?
I can't really talk about what happened in my last career.
Of course. But do you not keep the title?
In some circumstances, you can be made to give it back.
Made to give it back?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the certificate.
Of course. Yeah. I shouldn't have interrupted. Yeah. I'm sorry.
So I no longer use the title. Just Mike now is absolutely fine.
Great.
Thanks, Mike. Quick question. Do dentists get to be doctors as well? Do they get that title?
Well, that's what I was asking. Yeah, that's kind of what I was getting
They
at.
Don't get a separate, like,
I don't,
D-E, not D-R.
Den Michael Thompson?
I don't know. Let's ask the expert.
I had a PhD.
Oh.
Oh, as well as being a dentist. Yeah, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, a PhD in dentistry. That's a total normal thing to have.
Is it? I didn't know that.
Well, thanks for giving it all up to intern in portology. Let's just ask, what interested you in the, what some would call, pseudo-scientific study of so-called portals, and how do you feel now that you've found...
The air quotes that were not audible?
I don't know how to do audible air quotes, but I'll work on it.
Basically, I just mention it in my resentment whenever you do, and then it's covered.
No problem. I'll go back to the question over here, if you don't mind.
Yeah, tricky to really sum it up in our short amount of time we have. But I guess if I was forced to, it would be...
Which you are.
My career change came at about the time I met Craven. He was, let's call him a patient in this context. And basically, I'd spent a lot of time terrifying... mainly small children and people just generally afraid of dentists.
Classic.
Absolutely.
So I sort of found myself living off that fear more and more. And
thriving, could you say?
Thriving off it, yeah. Yeah, it was my power source. It kept me awake in the days. And I would say that when I met Craven on the chair, which is a dentist term.
I was on the chair, let's just be clear.
We weren't
both on the chair.
I was straddled, yeah.
Yeah.
And at that point, I saw fear that I'd never seen before, and I had to find out what this guy had seen, you know? What made him tick? What was so frightening in his eyes? I mean, it was probably the multiple drills and whirring sounds coming out of all of the implements I was using on him at the time. But there was a special kind of fear, and I wanted to know, you know, what he did for a living that made him so paranoid and afraid.
Uh-huh.
Did you have any ideas? Did you think, oh, this guy must be a lion tamer or in the SAS? Or, I mean, he's a bit...
Middle management.
Yeah. The scariest of all.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. So it turned out it was a bit different. We went for coffee and we chatted about it, and I was, you know, I basically gave up my career and left behind all of the terrible things that are now being written out about me. And I couldn't wait to get started in
He's
a new line of
work. He's talking about TripAdvisor there, by the way. There's a lot of bad reviews.
You can
review anything on TripAdvisor.
I am going to look that up.
Yeah.
I mean, not that many people. It's a field that isn't really covered well by the reviewer market at the minute.
No.
So I wrote a lot of my own ones.
Ah.
That's related to...
Under pseudonyms, nom de plumes, if you will.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. Yeah.
Very good. This is why I like Michael.
Right.
He thinks outside the box.
So I brought you back because I didn't really believe you.
Is it because you wanted to just record what we've already talked about before?
A little bit, because I didn't believe your science last time. I'll try and say that with a straight face.
Yeah, and I can confirm you didn't do any air quotes as well, which is really a step in the right direction. I really appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thanks for listening.
I didn't believe your science, but now. It was the eyes, and they were really blue.
The eyes
through the letterbox,
of course, not so my eyes. Just to be clear,
I don't think it's the it seems to be like a regular postman who comes around about 11:25 a.m. most days.
Around about 11:25 a.m.
Well, I've measured it up to 4 minutes plus or minus.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. That's actually pretty regular.
I'm not great with standard deviations in Excel mm-hmm. on. Time.
Yes.
So I can do it on kind of like whole numbers that go up to 100 in the kind of repeating
but
decimal
it's
format.
Of 60 seconds. Yeah, it's pretty difficult.
So I haven't measured it really precisely in a kind of standard deviation format.
But we will.
It's probably the next thing I'll do.
Yeah, of course.
So I felt like, okay, I've got this rhythm. I get some stuff through. It seems to be misaddressed. We'll come to that.
Mm.
But then there was a bit of a tapping, a scraping, a grinding.
Like this?
No, not at all like that, no. The sort of tapping or scraping you might expect, in my mind, and I have an overactive imagination, of someone picking a lock.
Ah.
And I thought...
Okay.
Crikey, I've got good ears. I've heard that from the basement. I ran up three flights of stairs.
Three flights. Let's just.
I was in the basement. It's on the second floor.
It's on the second floor. Gosh.
Do you not remember?
The stairs really fly. Yeah. There you go. I must just be excited.
They demonstrably don't. Mm. And so I flew up the stairs.
Correct.
not obviously not flew. I ran
literally.
Quickly. And as I huffed and puffed and heaved and...
Jeeved?
Mm.
That's what Jeeves did. Famous butler Jeeves. He heaved and jeeved.
I don't have a... But anyway, I saw these eyes kind of through the... Because I was, you know... Obviously, I'm miming there, which is not great for a...
For an audio-only medium, no.
I'm learning. This is very new to me. So I called you up, and you said that I shouldn't touch it, that I should not go near it, that I should put on oven gloves, because there was going to be some exceptional kind of heat coming from the portal, and that that this was changing the way you thought about portals. That's what I mean. That's what you said to me after you've been here.
Correct, because I had absolutely no notice of heat before we came across this portal. So it's we're in a new world, I should say, and heat is an extra element that I had not foreseen. Obviously, there is always some level of heat, but we're talking about, you know, exorbitant. I mean, 60 degrees plus Celsius.
So when I, because I'm still struggling to remember feeling that kind of heat differential.
Yeah.
Or any
that's what I'm concerned about.
Maybe the key melted.
Maybe. Oh, hello. And also, what I'm thinking is, because you're living here, are you used? Is this a different type of heat, and maybe you're used to it because you know for us. I mean, I've only been here once before.
I've only been here 67 days.
Yeah, well, that's ages. Comparatively, you're sleeping in this building.
Well, I am. Yes.
Yeah. So I've got theories. I'm writing them down, but I am concerned.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Do you think if we were to ever be able to open the door?
Yeah.
I've seen sketches on your website, but you said you're reconsidering things.
Yeah, I just want to be clear, they're not comedy sketches, like videos, they are drawings.
Oh, no, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, sort of. Did you use a 4B pencil?
And, yeah.
And shaded.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it took time, don't get me wrong, but it's all going to go. It's all going to go. I've got to rethink a lot of stuff.
So instead of the kind of lovely, I mean, it was all obviously all pencil, like I said, about approximately a 4B. It might have been different.
Yeah.
It looked like it could have been blues and greys. Do you think it would be incredible? Have I found a portal to hell? That's what I'm building up to.
Oh, certainly not hell.
Oh, thank goodness.
I don't think they have letters in hell. I don't think they have postmen in hell.
Oh, yeah. Nobody posts that from hell.
Why would they? And why should they?
Would to help?
How could they
let me out? I don't know. Maybe Beelzebub is more lax with his post than everyone else.
I don't know. I just doubt it's from hell. I really do.
Okay, that puts my mind at ease. I have a.
Are you saying that because of the heat? Is that what you're getting at?
Yeah, blazing hot portal that I can't feel.
Are you saying that places like Hawaii and the Sahara Desert are hell? Is that what you're getting at? Because they're hot?
I mean, you never said that it was constantly hot. It had to be constantly hot. I mean, this is why we have a weather forecast. You know?
This is true.
I mean, one day it's a raging volcano.
Where?
I don't know.
Well,
The portal itself.
Yes.
And then the other days.
Have I found a portal to a volcano?
It's possible.
What is it?
It's all on the table right now.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
I'm sort of concerned. I'm concerned that I might have found a portal to a very hot place. I don't deal very well with the heat.
I'm not. I mean, again, like to point out that I don't know if the portal being hot means that the place that the portal's coming from is hot. I don't know if that's necessarily the case. You hear what I'm saying? It could just be that the act of dimension shifting produces heat. It's an exothermic type ordeal.
I've heard of that. That's the skeleton that's on the outside.
Let's go with that, yeah.
Okay. So you were recommending me, Mike, a book from the library, which I'm going to go and get, about... you said something about event horizons and the heat death of the universe through entropy and something about that and portals. Do you remember what you were telling me? Could you say that into the microphone?
Well, yeah. I mean, I was actually telling you I'd forgotten to give that book back.
I had
a strongly worded letter from the librarian.
So we could cut out the middleman and you just give it straight to Dan.
I should probably return that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, then you'd still get the fines.
Oh, so. we can cover the fines.
I'm pretty sure they're onto me, to be honest.
I think you just said that Mike was funding your.
Yeah.
So I mean,
we can cover the fines, Mike can cover the fines.
I've got to be honest. I only started this morning. A lot of stuff's gone down on expenses already.
Yeah.
Oven gloves.
But you're the expenses. What don't you get?
What? No, isn't this? Are you worried about like tax and the tax man and?
No.
No, not you.
I mean, I'm an intern. It's a low wage kind of deal. Yeah. Well, I mean, we haven't even discussed it, so I'm just assuming that.
Oh.
I'm sure this isn't the way to negotiate.
Look, I feel like this isn't a conversation we should be having on air, but I'm going to go for it.
No way. No.
An internship is you working for me for experience, not cash. Also, you're a dentist and you have money and you're going to fund this whole operation going forward, okay? Okay.
Wow, this...
Thanks for listening.
This feels like a hostage scenario or something. Some kind of... Oh, what's it called? It's called Stockholm Syndrome. Mike, have you got Stockholm Syndrome?
don't be ridiculous. I'm perfectly comfortable learning on the job. I want to make a go of this career that I've chosen. So, where better than somebody who's going to give you hands-on with oven gloves experience of a portal up close?
Gloves-on experience. Yeah. Exactly right.
So, I've already given him my bank account details.
Oh, yeah.
And I trust him entirely.
Hmm.
Oh, if only I could pull faces auditorily, because I was pulling a face for a lot of that, Mike. Just look over here.
Mike can't hear whispers, so...
Blink to... Is that a dentist thing, or is that because of the portal?
It's the drill. The noise of the drill over time.
Tinnitus.
Ruins. Mm. Tinnitus, yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
The frequency of your whisper is very similar to the drill. And I should know, I've been in the chair.
Straddled in the chair.
Less of that.
Now that he's not your dentist, who knows? It could be
more.
Well,
it's only been
that.
A day. He might still be my dentist. I haven't had an appointment since.
That's a cost-cutting exercise, I suppose. Yeah. Get your own in-house dentist. Yeah.
And I haven't had a review yet.
Oh, I have a performance review.
Yeah, performance so far.
For
yeah.
sure.
I mean, unless... Now is a good time.
Now is certainly not a good time.
Okay, so probably just one more question about portals.
Sure.
Do you think that it only allows letters through, or do you think that other things could come through and I should like barricade the door on this side? Or maybe, like, make a viewing space in the door.
A window.
If I could cut a window in without damaging the portal so I can see what's beyond. Because I can't find the key yet.
Yeah. I mean, there's...
Is that safe?
There's a few... Mike, I don't know if you'll agree, but please chip in if you do or do not. There's a couple of concerns I have. I don't know if the portal is only the shape of the letterbox. I don't know if the portal's the shape of the door.
Oh.
So there's two things that could be happening there. Also, yes, I think anything could get through. I don't think unless of course the portal was only specifically the shape of a letter, not even a letter box. I think we could be seeing parcels, rats, whatever animals they may have over that side. It could happen. Obviously, rats don't often climb up as high as letterboxes, but we'll see. But I mean, yeah, there's all sorts of possibilities. What, Mike?
All good points that we've yet to establish. But I'm making notes on all of our findings as we find them. So I suggest we follow our scientific method, which was in my oath that
yes.
you made me take this morning.
No, please, thank you.
Did just on the oath, because
yeah,
that's new to me.
The oath, yeah.
Is that something the Institute of Portology?
Of course, yeah. That I would never come up with something so
commands.
Suggests.
Just suggest.
It's.
Did you take an oath?
I took an oath. I've since rescinded my oath.
What? And you made him take an oath?
Well, he
Is
took
it
the oath.
Same oath.
It's. Well, that's the thing. I've. I had to edit the oath.
You edit? You can't edit an oath.
That's why I had to rescind it and then retake it. It's a long process. Basically, I'm telling you, and I feel like I've said it two or three times now, the discovery of this portal in this here building has changed a lot. Okay? So the oath taken had to be untaken, edited, retaken, passed on to Michael over here. I'm actually surprised I haven't made you take it yet, but we'll see what happens.
You're not making me take an oath. I'm not joining an institute.
Well,
I'm
I guess you've got the upper hand on me by owning this here property.
I have. I'm trying to discover where all this weird post comes from.
Yeah. Have you opened any of it, by the way?
Yes. Did I not read it to you?
No.
Oh, my word. It is mental.
Really?
I am getting diary entries from someone who calls himself... What is it? Let me look up here.
I've got a major question. Please keep looking.
Okay, you question.
But a major question is, who would send diary entries in the post?
It's like something out of an Agatha Christie novel.
Really?
I don't know if she's been invented. Is that how people work?
Yeah, people are invented and then born.
I love that. I wish that was... Wait.
That's how I see it.
Oh. You're a man of science, so I'm inclined to believe you.
Yeah.
Wait, I was looking for his name.
Yeah, please.
Sorry,
yeah,
I just
please.
Smashed my microphone. I've got a diary entry from a man called Marcus. Well, I assume
with
it's
a
man.
K or a C?
Oh, a soft C.
A soft C.
This is September the 21st. Let me read this to you.
Hit me.
Absolutely.
It says, do you remember?
Well, go. September the 21st.
It doesn't have a year, right? Or does it?
No year specified.
Oh,
sorry.
Interesting.
Sorry to leave you out.
Is that what you're going to ask?
I just feel like that's important.
Oh, you do? Oh, the first day of autumn. Of course.
No, I mean the year. The year is important.
Oh.
Sorry. Completely thrown by... I mean, I started reading it and then you said things and I felt like I'd missed out.
No, I'm sorry. I mean, I was told to document
all
of our findings.
That, you know what? He's just doing his job and
I'm so sorry.
I'm a bit...
By rights, I should put it in my evidence folder I was given, but I'm just going to make notes of everything you say.
Have you bought your evidence folder yet?
I'm just waiting for my expenses to come through.
Not a problem. I'll send it right back to your bank account.
Please
read. And if you do have the year, it'd be great to know. It's interesting that wherever this portal is ending up also has the month September, but carry on.
And at least 21 days in it.
At very least.
It says the 21st day of September.
Yeah.
No year. Sorry, Michael. If we just note...
No year.
If
that
we just
is interesting.
No year unspecified.
Oh, I know why. Sorry. I just realised why. Most people who have diaries, it has the year. It's like, oh, this is my 2019 diary. Why would you put the year on every page? Do you see what I'm saying?
Oh, I do see what
so
you're saying.
So that must be it.
Of course.
Yeah.
Hmm. This is handwritten, though, the date on the top of the
page. Yeah, that's fine. So they wrote the date just so they can distinguish it from the other days, but they don't need to distinguish it from the other years because there's only one year in the diary.
Interesting. It's fascinating to me if we look at it. It came in what seemed to be like a vellum envelope.
Vellum.
Yes. Have you heard?
Vellum. I like the way you say it.
A vellum envelope. Mm. It came in one of those. I don't know why you're looking at me in such a kind of 40s lady aroused in the just about to hit the menopause kind of way.
No.
Just hit the menopause? Anyway, it arrived. I can't say it came now because that would put me right off. It arrived in a vellum envelope. Don't do it. I opened it. It wasn't addressed to me.
Who was it addressed to?
Barbara.
Who would send the diary to Barbara?
Can we mute him?
Who would send the diary to Barbara?
Thank you. That's quite nice, actually, Mike, isn't it? Anything you need to tell me whilst he's not able to fight back? If you are being held financial hostage, knock twice on the table.
One knock, 1-0.
Well, I mean, he might knock again.
So the next time you knock, it could be years from now.
I didn't specify.
I'm back, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Damn. If only I knew how to work all this technology.
I was only halfway through my knocks when he walked in.
He's a very spaced knocker. Carry on. Please read the diary, or I don't know what I'll do.
Marcus wrote... Well, I mean, it was addressed to Barbara, but I don't know if he wrote it to her or if he wrote it for himself. Excuse me, I'll just clear my throat, excuse me.
Please.
More lint! Lint everywhere. Every day. Practically every hour. Where does it come from? Why have I been blessed with this curse of a belly button? I mean, that's really interesting. A blessing or a curse? He can't make up his mind. Anyway, I'll carry on. Why?
No matter. Move on.
Why have I been blessed with this curse? I just read that, sorry. Of a belly button. My belly is not even that voluminous. But the lint which is produced is magnificent. My darling wife has said that she... He has a wife. I don't think I read this far before. My darling wife has said that she will knit me socks from it. And they will keep me cold. They will keep me... Oh, sorry. I've skipped a line there.
Did you say they'll keep him cold?
I skipped a line. It says they'll keep me warm, and there's cold on the next line, but they will keep me warm.
I'm looking forward to hearing cold on the next line, Dan.
They'll keep me warm through the cold, cold winters we have.
Okay, very good, very good. I wasn't sure.
I'm reading this off the page.
I can see.
And that's right, it just stalls. It just stalls there. I mean,
that's the end of the day, maybe? I don't know. Because if you're writing a diary...
Yeah, I guess, why would you end it like that?
So it's a code. I think we've agreed. Nobody writes dull diaries like that and then tears a page from it and posts it every day. And it doesn't have a surname. Maybe they don't have surnames.
Does it have an address?
Yeah, but I don't want to give it out.
No, but does it have one?
Yeah.
That's fair. Okay.
Is
it a place that you are aware that exists in our world?
No, I'm scared to read it because it sort of doesn't look quite sensible. I'll show it to you.
Please.
Don't read it out.
I won't.
I've just developed this kind of irrational fear.
You really, really don't want me to read it out? Or do you just not want to read it out?
No, I don't think it should be uttered aloud. Okay. It looks like a kind of... Maybe this is the whole thing about portals and hell before. It looks kind of...
Helly?
Is it a bit like one of those place names like in Cornwall that you see on like comedy memes and stuff where it's quite rude?
Comedy memes! That's the name of mine and Michael's new show, by the way. Comedy memes.
Is that big in portals?
Oh, totally unrelated.
Oh,
we have other interests.
I'm sorry.
Sorry, Dan, I interrupted. But so this...
It looks a little bit demonic.
Oh.
How... Okay.
I'll show it to you both. I mean...
No reaction from me.
I'm not going to clean that up, Mike. That's all I'm saying. Okay. You're going to clean that up yourself. I was told that
Sorry,
rug...
Sorry, it's my first day.
That rug is Iraqi.
Huh.
Not Persian.
Yeah. Huh.
After the Persian period.
Interesting.
Is after. Iraq the same place?
Well, technically, Persia included Iran and Iraq.
Wonderful.
Yeah. At one point, I don't know when this, you know.
The thing that really sold it for me, I don't know if you can see it underneath what Michael's just done to it, but it's the incredible kind of weaving / tapestry effect on Saddam's hanging.
Oh,
it's almost topical.
Well, I am nothing if not 10 years behind. Maybe the diary is 10 years behind.
Yes! Or any other amount of years.
Will we ever
Do they
know?
Even have years? Do they even have years that correspond with our years? Who's to say? Who's not to say?
Who's they?
Ooh.
What?
As far as we know, there's only two of them. Marcus. Oh, maybe three. It depends. Marcus's
maybe
wife and Barbara.
Called Marcus and Barbara.
Oh, damn it.
The postman as well. Or postperson.
That could be Marcus. We don't know.
Oh, this is wrecking my head.
If anything, this... evidence, quote unquote, has only posed more questions.
There's between two and four people. Between two and four people. Marcus, his wife, Barbara, and the postman. Marcus could be the postman, also the postman could be Barbara, Barbara could be his wife, and the bar.
I feel like you accidentally got rewound in the middle of that.
It does happen. It does happen.
It's a bit like playing multiverse Guess Who.
Mm. That is it. That's what we're doing.
None of whom were called Barbara or Marcus.
Why not?
Actually, I better fact check that. I'm not...
Please do.
Not quite sure about that. No. It's probably a Barbara.
Thank you. We'll get back to it.
I'm gonna thank you all for listening. I feel like more questions than answers.
Yeah.
So I'm really sorry. I thought we could get this boxed off pretty simple.
No. This is a very complicated matter.
Well, that's why I've brought you scientists into this. So perhaps we can say goodbye for now.
Yeah, please.
Thank you. Any closing words, Craven?
I have really enjoyed my stay here. Thanks for listening.
Any closing not songs, Michael?
There was no Barbara in Guess Who.